Hi, I'm Zibby Owens, and I'm the creator and host of Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. During the quarantine, I launched an Instagram live show called ZIGTV. This is one of my 150-plus interviews that I did during that time.
My next guest is Amy Meyerson, who wrote The Imperfect, so I'm going to invite her to join, and she can tell you all about her latest book and everything else, and hopefully this will work. Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I love your bookshelves. Oh my gosh. I'm so jealous. Look at that.
It proved a good background for this. I haven't done these before now, and I just got lucky that I had a good background.
What are all the light blue ones on the very top?
Those are mine. that's my first book, The Bookshop of Yesterdays. I kind of hoarded them for a little while after I got them, and now I have like 20 copies and I don't know what to do with them. So
if you want me to give some away, I'll give some away on Instagram or something if you want.
Yeah.
Whatever you want. But they do look beautiful. I love that color. So my eye was like naturally drawn. So congratulations on your next book. I hope that there won't have to be like a whole shelf though of those, because I'm sure they will like fly off the shelves in bookstores everywhere. But tell everybody everything about it. What it's about. So, your whole process.
My new book is called The Imperfects. It comes out on May 5th. And it is about a dysfunctional family, the Millers, who convene for the first time in about 6 years after their grandmother dies. And here, I'm going to hold it up a little more so people can see the whole.
Yeah, thank you.
And when they're at her house sitting Shiva, they discover that she's left them this brooch, and they quickly realize it holds something called the Florentine diamond in it. Now, the Florentine diamond is a real diamond. It's 137 carats, and it was the premier. Yeah, it's massive. It's like the size of a robin's egg. And it was the premier jewel of the Austrian Empire. So in 1918, when the empire collapsed, the jewel disappeared, and it hasn't been seen since. But in my book, it turns up in this family's grandmother's jewelry box in Philadelphia. So they, when they find it, they kind of have to figure out how she had it, how it belong, if it legally belonged to her, and all these other parties, you know, come out and try to claim it. So through the process of investigating their family's past, they learn a lot about their grandmother and about each other. And it's a story about healing and forgiveness, and how your history and your past can improve your future. And there's a lot about diamonds in it too. So,
I mean, that's amazing. What a great plot. How did you come up with that?
It sort of was pieced together. So I, for years as a hobby, I've made jewelry. I mostly work in silver. I don't really have time anymore between writing, and I have a 5-month-old son. So I've always been, you know, in order to work with metal, I mostly used semi-precious stones, but I had to learn a lot about stones. So that kind of got me fascinated in diamonds. And I love the way that they're, you know, obviously part of jewelry and expression of fashion and stuff like that. But they're also history. And I love the way objects carry a history with them. So I wanted to write about a diamond for a long time. And when I started working, when I started with the idea, I had never heard of the Florentine diamond. I actually just kind of Googled famous missing stones, and it kept popping up on all these lists. And when I decided I really wanted to work on it was when I started talking to some gemologists and jewelry specialists, and they hadn't really heard of the diamond either. And it had this incredible story that was linked to, you know, the Austrian Empire and the Habsburgs and the Medici's in Florence. And so the fact that it was relatively unknown even by experts let me know that I sort of landed on something special.
It has sort of a Titanic thing, you know, with that stone and Titanic. Although obviously I mean, just that's my first reference to big beautiful stones.
Yeah.
But that movie did okay, so you know.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so much. So did any of this come from like your own loss? Did you lose your grandmother, or did anything with the Shivas or anything, or not to totally pry, I barely know you, but just wondering where that came from.
Not really. I mean, I knew, and it comes up in the book because she's the grandmother's a Holocaust survivor. So I knew I wanted to include, I mean, my own family is Jewish. I wanted to include something coming from Europe to America that included a Jewish family and a little bit about the Holocaust. But yeah, we actually, I mean, my grandmother passed away years ago. We didn't sit Shiva for her. So it's not really, I don't know. I think the characters in my books tend to be a composite of a lot of people I know, but I've never really written anything that's too personal. I like exploring, I guess, other scenarios and lives that are outside of my own.
I feel like I write mostly about myself, which makes me feel horribly selfish when like great works of fiction come out and I'm like, oh, I could just Google missing stones and you could write this amazing book that sounds like unbelievable. It never would occur to me to do that as a writing device. So I don't know.
Yeah. I like what if scenarios. My first novel, The Bookshop of Yesterdays, was about a girl who inherits a bookstore and her uncle leaves her a scavenger hunt through it. And I would love to inherit a bookstore. So I kind of, you know, I live out my fantasies a little bit in my books, I guess.
I love that. Are you writing another book now?
So I just started researching a new book. It's about Santa Barbara wine country, and it's kind of going to hopefully tell the history of the wine industry in the U.S. through this one family. And there might be a dead body along the way.
did not see that coming, but okay.
but it's really early in the process. I personally love researching. My favorite stage of researching is when I get to talk to people and experts. When I was researching The Imperfects, I think the first thing I did was I went to the Sotheby's in LA, and they had this, it was called the Magnificent Jewel Collection. So I got to talk to a jewelry specialist, and I got to hold a $5 million diamond. And then I got a private tour of the Gemological Institute of America. Let's see what else. I talked to an FBI, former FBI agent who started the Art Task Force for the FBI. So it's just, you know, it's, I think your last guest was talking about this a little bit. It's amazing how generous people are with their time and willing to share their expertise. So yeah, with my new project, I'm in my least favorite of the research stages, which is just reading really dense books, which is very useful, but is not as engaging as somebody telling you their stories.
Did you go to the gem, the gem area of the Museum of Natural History?
I've been a couple of times. I love, that was part of what got me interested in this topic too, is going to various museums and, you know, seeing like the Hope Diamond and all these, and imagining, you know, what, not just where they were before they were behind glass, but like what would happen if they disappeared or if somebody tried to steal them. So, I have no intention of, you know, stealing a diamond, but.
You never know. I mean, who knows? Well, thank you so much for coming on. Your book sounds amazing. I have not read it yet, but I really want to, especially after having talked to you. It obviously looks good before. I wouldn't be talking to you now, but now it sounds much better. Which is why it's so great talking to authors.
Yeah. I think, you know, I like to write books that hopefully keep you turning the pages, and I think it's a fun escape. There are some arguments in it, but it's about healing. So I think it's, yeah.
I mean, it's a Jewish family. We're going to have arguments. It's like, that's what's going to happen. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much. It was really nice to connect with you. And congratulations on your upcoming release. Okay. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to one of my ZIGTV episodes, which I launched with authors live during the quarantine. For more author interviews, you can listen to my podcast, Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books.